RTE News has learned that the national grid will need an investment of between 700 million and 3 billion euro, depending on which option is taken to upgrade it for more renewable energy as part of the government's climate action plan. The grid operator, EirGrid, is expected to publish the figures next week. In the first of three reports, our economics correspondent Robert Short looks at this and other issues facing the country's power system.
This is the sound of electricity being generated by wind on board Namona's wind farm at Mount Lucas in County Offaly. Ireland is now second only to Denmark when it comes to how much of our electricity is generated by wind. Close on 40% on average last year, and at one point in January this year, hitting 70%. But the government's climate action plan calls for much, much more wind. In fact, three times as much wind capacity as already exists. And for that, it's going to need to invest billions in our electricity infrastructure. Here's David Connolly of industry group Wind Energy Ireland.
So we likely need to reach somewhere in the region of going from 4,000 to 8,000 megawatts of onshore wind, and pretty much going from scratch, 25 megawatts to 5,000 megawatts of offshore wind is what's currently in the government's plans for 2030. The biggest constraint by far for both our onshore members and our offshore members is the electricity grid. That is by far the single biggest barrier that will be the difference between us getting our clean electricity into the Irish consumers by 2030.
Increased reliance on wind hasn't been plain sailing. This winter, for the first time in 2 years, there have been three amber alerts issued by EirGrid. Cold days with no wind and a gas-fired station down for maintenance were the factors, but EirGrid says supply was never under threat. Even more challenging will be the investment in new transmission lines and substations to connect new sources of wind power, both on and offshore. New power lines and wind farms have been and continue to be opposed by communities across the country. The scale of what's being planned means it's an issue that won't go away. Here's Rodney Doyle, Chief Operations Officer with EirGrid.
We're doing a lot of engagement around the country in terms of what we need to do, and that's what we'll be continuing to do, looking at where the projects need to go. How do we utilise the existing network to maximise its usage, and then what new investments do we need to make?
Don Moore is a former managing director of ESB International and a member of the Irish Academy of Engineering. As a young engineer, he worked on the Turlough Hill hydroelectric project in the late 60s. It involves slicing the top off a mountain in the middle of what is now a national park. It's a project unlikely to be repeated today.
Previously, things like transmission were seen as, you know, you had a transmission line, it meant that the electricity was being approved in a region, jobs would follow, factories would come, industry would come into the area. The public have disconnected from that for some reason at a time when we're about to embark on the most ambitious programme ever.
The Academy believes the ambition of the 70% renewables plan will require strong political support. Last week, an ESRI survey found even fewer people wanted transmission lines near their homes than wind turbines. Electric cars and heat pumps are part of a promised revolution in power that will lower our emissions. But the scale of that revolution will have an impact on our land and seascapes.
Robert Short reporting. He'll have more tomorrow, and you can also see more on tonight's 6-1 News on RTE One Television.